You are listening to the Conversational Selling Podcast with Nancy Calabrese.
Hi, everyone. It's Nancy Calabrese, and it's time again for Conversational Selling, the podcast where sales leaders and business experts share what's going on in sales and marketing today. And it always starts with the human conversation. Today, we're speaking with Barry Shore, the ambassador of joy. Barry is a change maker whose profound message of joy is being embraced globally. Stress is the leading cause of illness, and learning how to reduce, mitigate, and even eliminate negative stress through joy can heal us, the workplace, and our nation. In the most productive, opportunity-oriented, powerful society in the history of the world, 68% of the population claims to be dissatisfied, mildly depressed, and unfulfilled. His podcast, The Joy of Living, is heard worldwide with over 3 million downloads. And in addition, Barry founded the Joy of Living Institute, helping thousands of people to learn to live in joy. Welcome to the show, Barry. This is going to be a great conversation.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people, and the wonderful Nancy. How can I make a categorical statement that all the thousands, if not tens of thousands of people that will be listening to this are all good-looking? Because by definition, if they tune in to listen to you and conversational selling, it means they're always looking for and finding the good. That's the definition of a good-looking person, looking for and finding the good in life, right?
You are, you know, already you've got me laughing. So I want to tap on, I mean, this number is really disturbing. 68% of us are dissatisfied. That's pretty depressing. Now, why is that? And what creates all this stress?
Well, the acronym that I use is called SAD, stress, anxiety, and distraction. I used to say depression, but depression is too powerful a word. It's distraction. So stress, anxiety, and distraction, let's be blunt. Stress is a never-ending process in society, especially in our society right now. And when I say right now, it means not just the past 10 years, 20 years, or 50. It's part of the human condition because stress arises from only three places, Nancy. Stress arises from money situations, either too much or too little. And when I say too much, people always laugh. But we all know that too much money can cause all kinds of difficulties. So money, too much or too little. R stands for relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and especially the most important relationship of all, with oneself. And H stands for health. Now, I have health challenges, which we'll talk about in just a few moments, but people either have their own health issues or someone very close to them in their family has real health issues that maybe needs your time and a lot of your attention and such. So these are the three areas that stress always arises from and therefore causes in most people untold difficulties. Now, I will tell you that today, and I really hope we make time to do this, we're going to show people how you can actually leverage stress to your advantage. Imagine turning stress into your advantage and learning how to live in joy daily, no matter the circumstances.
Wow. Well, you know, my next question is, first of all, what is joy? And how do you teach people to learn to live in joy?
So let's have a quick story, but I'll open the bag right now. I work with the three fundamentals of life. Whenever I work with people, I've been doing this over 40 years, and I calculated recently over 1.1 million people I've been able to work with over these decades. And the three fundamentals that we work with are, number one, life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. In this case, a good number two, you go MAD. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. And you asked about JOY. JOY is a fabulous acronym. It stands for Journey of You. Journey of You.
Cool.
That's really what JOY is all about. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So let's unpack. I'm going to tell a story so we can discuss stress. Now, the story begins with this. Imagine, if you can, a story about me. I was standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. And that evening, I was in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed.
And it was, my God.
Yeah, not from an automobile accident, not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease, which I never heard of the day before, that took over my body and rendered me what's called a quadriplegic. Right? Again, rare disease. Never heard of it before the day before. And that means everything from my neck down was paralyzed. I could only communicate by blinking my eyes. I was 144 days in the hospital. I was 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home, paralyzed. I was 2 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today, Nancy, I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand. So I'm a triped, not a biped. I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my
voice?
Wow. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. It's all because of one word. One word. And this word is smile. Smile is a fabulous
smile.
Smile is a fabulous acronym that stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. So let's talk about the great affliction in our country, the Western world, and actually throughout the world. The great affliction is called stress, right?
Right.
And stress is an acronym that stands for stomach turning reality. Enabling self-sabotage. Do you know
how did you come up with all of this?
I lost my job. We might lose the house. My cousin committed suicide. The kids are going crazy in school. The country's falling apart. Well, people either show that on the outside, or even worse, they keep it internalized, and it really causes physiological as well as psychological damage.
Wow.
We want to have what's called a shift in perspective. Now, I will tell you, in 4+ decades of working with people, 97.2% of people, whenever I talk about shift perspective, they drop the F in shift and the other stuff happens. You have to be careful with your F. So you want to shift your perspective. So let's do that and talk about stress and learn some positive aspect of it. So here we go. Stress stands for stomach turning reality. Yes, you may have lost your job. You may lose
your
job. Your cousin did commit suicide. The kids are going crazy. The country is falling apart. Enabling self-success.
Self-success?
Yes. How does that happen? Well, here are the 6 most important words you could ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life. And they are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation will not only shift your perspective and your destiny, but open up an entire new trajectory. So when you choose to respond in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way, no matter the circumstances, you have caused a shift in perspective, just ever so slight, and now you are truly living in joy because, you remember, joy stands for journey of you. And
journey
I want to talk
you.
About what you do so well here, Nancy, and that is conversational selling. Because oftentimes people have a misimpression about the word sales or selling.
Right.
Conversational selling, especially the way you talk about it and train people, is literally just that. It is the ability to present goods and services in such a way that is a natural communication, conversation between one or more people, recognizing that business is the foundational element of all life. And I'm going to share with everybody something that you all know, but you don't know it until you see it. And that's the word business. Let's take a look at the word business. Business is spelled, of course, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, right? That's business.
Right.
Notice that the U comes before the I. Only when you are helping others can you actually gain a benefit. And that's what you do with conversational and selling, Nancy.
Wow.
Conversational.
Well, you know, to me, selling is all about communication.
Yes, and it's putting the other person first, the you.
Yep.
What is it that I can be of benefit to you? If I have something that benefits you, it is imperative, it behooves me to share that with you. Now, obviously, if it's not to your advantage, that's called a hustle. That's not what we do. We're in business. We are sophisticated professionals, and we know that a certain part of the population not only wants, but needs what we have available. And that's why we live in the world of business where the you comes before the I.
Now, I read that you state that stress is also responsible for upwards of $1 trillion of lost productivity due to absenteeism and non-presenteeism. And you believe that can be reversed.
Yes, that is, it is so difficult. And again, we're talking about the past 30 plus years, certainly the past 20 years, and with what happened in the past few years with the lockdown, I don't want to call it the epidemic, the lockdown that was imposed upon people caused a tremendous loss of productivity from a human perspective. So let's take a look at something. Absenteeism means people not showing up for work physically.
Right.
Non-presenteeism means people physically present, but they're not there mentally or physically, I mean, or spiritually. And that is actually a greater disservice to business. But the reason people are not involved in the business is because they oftentimes don't value themselves, number one. And number two, the culture. The culture of business must become a nurturing environment. When you
absolutely.
Thank you. When you create, which is what you do with conversational selling, your whole world is about creating the kind of situation people want to work in and be in. Now, CREATE is a wonderful acronym that stands for causing, rethinking, enabling all to excel. So when the people, whether you're in the mailroom or you're in the C-suite, it doesn't matter. What is the business doing to nurture and help people grow so that people want to come to this place of business? They want to participate. They want to help because it's a reciprocity. They know that they're not there for a paycheck. They're there to grow in themselves.
Yep.
That's the most important thing about being involved in any company situation. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And it's funny talking about timing. We're going to publish a blog all about the importance of taking care of your people in the company. Show that they're appreciated.
Yes, there's nothing more important. Matter of fact, I am an advisor to a very powerful, wonderful company. The acronym of the company is called JAWS. JAWS stands for Joy at Work System. Joy at Work System. And it was called, we named it JAWS because everybody knows the movie, right?
Right.
Okay, now you know the sound of the movie, boom, 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 that ominous. That's how everybody goes to work. Everybody goes. I don't care if you're the head of the company and you have 1.5 million employees or you're working in the mailroom and there's only 6 people in the company. It doesn't matter. That's how people go to work. What we want to do is cause a shift. Remember, you got to keep that effort.
Right.
Shift
right.
in mentality so that it becomes joy at work system. And that's the song that Louis Armstrong made famous, which is, what a wonderful world.
So how long does it take, typically take, for people to learn to live in joy?
I'm going to tell you something that will shock you. And I actually just proved it recently. I was at a conference. I was a keynote speaker, 1,176 people in the room, a large room, obviously. And what we did, towards the end of the talk, which was about 25 minutes, I had everybody stand up and we did what's called a physical shift. Remember, got to keep the F in place so the other stuff happens. A physical shift. Everybody standing up, you know, just feeling a little bit good. And move, what we did is everybody moves their right foot 3 inches to their right. That's it, just 3 inches to the right. And okay. Then on the count of three, what we all did is we picked up our left foot and we said, oh, shift. And the left foot right next to the right foot. And I realized, I told people, and everybody agreed, you just shifted your perspective. Something as simple as that physical action to shift your perspective. Now, in my new book, which is called Oh Shift, is the ability to people, and one of the exercises is to say, oh, shift, three times a day without laughing.
Oh, really?
Yes. No, first, because the first week or so that you're gonna laugh, you say, oh, shift, and you'll say it to yourself.
Right.
And then to share with other people. So the ability to cause a physical, mental, and spiritual shift literally
right.
is the work of seconds. Now, does it take time and the four-letter word that ends in K, work, to make this happen and internalize it? Yes. It doesn't take more than, are you ready for this? It does not take more than 12 days.
Wow.
But it means you need to do this once before noon and once after noon, 11 days in a row. And if you ever miss a session or a day, start again. You need 11 days in a row, once before noon, once afternoon, oh, shift. By the
right.
day of the practice, you are literally able to touch and access the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant essence of you, and you will find that you are now attracting business, which is what you talk about all the time, Nancy, right?
Right.
Attracting business rather than chasing business.
Wow. Okay, so let me just play this back. And for everybody listening in, oh shift, two times a day?
Yes, three times, oh shift.
Oh, three times a day, okay.
Right, and do it once before
noon. You mean when you say oh shift?
Yeah, you can do that once before noon, once after, and again, you'll always have a smile on your face. And it's
yeah.
the title of my newest book, If I May Be So Bold, I'd like to offer, pardon me.
Yep.
A free gift to everybody. Is that possible?
Yes.
My book, the first book in this series, is called The Joy of Living. You Deserve
yep.
It. And that's available for free as an ebook. It sells for $14.95, but there's a wonderful couple, that has underwritten the distribution of 100,000 copies. So they're
wow.
paying for it. So everybody can get a copy of it. All you need to do is go to my website, BarryShore.com, BarryShore, BarryShore.com/ebook. And you can have a copy of the book. And that,
oh my God.
It's not a book about information. There's plenty of information out there. It's not a book about inspiration, which it is, by the way. It's inspiring because my story and a lot of other great stories. But that's not
right.
what people want. People want transformation, Nancy. They want to transform and cause that shift. And that's what the book is really about. It's a transformational journey, because this show is not about Barry Shore, great guy that he is. It's not even about Nancy, wonderful, amazing person she is. This show is about you. Y-O-U. You becoming the best you possible, because when you're the best you, you make the world a better place. You create more bridges of harmony. You spread more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world, right?
Right. So I have one last question for you, all right? You are totally fascinating, but have you ever had a bad day?
So the simple answer is not in the past 60 plus years. Now, am I human? Yes. Have I ever had a difficult hour or two? Well, hello, yes. But the key is not to let that cause the whole day to be ruined. Because
right.
stuff happens. Stuff always happens. That you're late for an appointment, or the car didn't start. You missed this. This happened. Okay. It's causing some angst for 20 minutes, an hour, but not the whole day. Your day is not ruined because of some incident. And matter of fact, that's the best time, now that you've been practicing, oh, shift. say it and smile, and you'll find. SMILE, remember, stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day.
My God, listen,
life every day.
I wonder how many of us are going to, you know, slip on a banana peel and forget the F, but, you know, that's part of life.
You're wonderful, Nancy. You're really wonderful. Thank you. I'm so honored and I'm happy to be here today.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And I, folks, we have to go. You are amazing, Barry, and we will do this again for sure. I strongly suggest to everyone out there to take advantage of his generous offer. Let's all learn to live in joy and make it an amazing sales day.
Now, can we do one thing before we sign off, wonderful Nancy?
Sure.
I'd like to do a hug with you in front of these tens of thousands of people and give everybody a blessing. So I want to, hug stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. Are you ready? On the count of
three. Are you the acronym pro?
Yeah, my newest book is a pocket full of acronyms. We'll talk about
love
that.
Love it.
So that will be available for free when in just a few weeks. So here we go.
Oh, awesome.
Here we go.
Awesome. You are terrific. We need more of Barry Shores in this world. I'm so happy we spoke.
Thank you.
And as I said, you're going to come back, like it or not.
Okay, well, here we go for our hug. Heartfelt, unlimited giving. One, two, three. And our blessing from Nancy and Barry is, go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Oh, amazing. We got to go. I hate it, but we got to go, and we'll see you next time.
The Conversational Selling Podcast is sponsored by One-of-a-Kind Sales. If you are frustrated that you don't have enough leads, or your sales team complains that they just don't have enough time to prospect, we can help. To work with Nancy and her team to help you manage your sales team, install her proven outbound sales process, and create more bottom line results, email her now at nancy@oneofakindsales.com. To learn more about Nancy and her outbound sales secrets, grab your free copy of her book, The Inside Sales Solution, at oneofakindsales.com/book.